Welcome to the Little Yellow House. This is a very special renovation I recently finished for a client whose goal was to turn this 1960s cottage into a fully accessible short-term rental or vacation property. Her desire was that this property would not only serve as a home away from home for people with disabilities, but also as a model to inspire others to invest in this market as well. You see, when my client first dreamed up this idea, she was only able to locate 3 properties in all of America that were truly accessible for someone in a wheelchair on popular short-term rental websites such as VRBO and Airbnb. So she set it as her mission to change that. Since then, she has launched a campaign through her nonprofit, Becoming Rentable, to not only help identify accessible properties, but to set the standards of what it means to be truly accessible. And she chose this house right here to be the gold standard. But she didn't want this house only to meet the needs of those needing mobility accommodations. She also wanted it to be a respite for those with other disabilities, such as hearing or visual impairments, and those with cognitive or mental challenges. A place where everyone feels comfortable to stop and stay a while. I'll admit, prior to this project, I'd never thought about design or building from an accessibility standpoint. I've had a lot to learn. It has really opened my eyes to things I take for granted. For example, I never thought about the fact that a 4-inch shower threshold we put in the majority of our custom site-built showers is an impossible barrier for someone in a wheelchair. So for this house, we expanded the bathroom with an addition and dropped the slab a couple of inches in the shower area so we could still create a slight slope toward the drain while maintaining a 0 threshold entry. We also made sure there was at least a 5-foot turning radius in the shower so someone in a wheelchair could easily move around. I also had never really thought about the fact that my go-to wall color, white, might make it difficult for someone with visual impairments to find the white light switch. So to help the plugs and switches stand out, we simply painted the covers. My client will also be adding braille signage throughout the house, and flashing light alarms have been added throughout the home to alert the hearing impaired guest when someone is at the door. These are just a number of the small things we have done in this renovation to remove potential barriers for future guests so they feel welcome and have full access to all this home has to offer. Jesus was also an architect of accessibility. He came to earth to make humanity accessible to God. Prior to Jesus' time on earth, the only person who had direct access to God was the Jewish high priest, and that was only once a year when the high priest would pass through the inner curtain or veil to the Holy of Holies to offer sacrifices to atone for the sins of the Jews. But during Jesus' short time on earth, he modeled accessibility for everybody when he broke social barriers by eating with tax collectors, healing the untouchables, hanging out with the Gentiles, and treating women as equals during a time when those actions were socially taboo, especially in religious circles. Although these people may not have recognized they were in the direct company of the Son of God, hindsight shows us that Jesus made himself accessible to everyone, not just the religious elite. Ephesians 2:18 says, "Now all of us, meaning Jew and Gentile, can come to the Father through the same Holy Spirit because of what Christ has done for us." Furthermore, when he conquered death on the cross, the veil that separated us from God was permanently torn down so that everyone who believes in Jesus and accepts his gift of salvation can have direct access to God. Just like it says in Hebrews 10:19-20, "And so, dear brothers and sisters, we can boldly enter heaven's most holy place because of the blood of Jesus." By his death, Jesus opened a new and life-giving way through the curtain in the most holy place. Just like this home has been designed to be fully accessible to all that book this short-term rental, regardless of disability, so has Jesus made a way for everyone to have full access to our Heavenly Father in eternal life. As it states in Ephesians 3:12, "Because of Christ and our faith in him, we can now come boldly and confidently into God's presence." I'm so thankful for that kind of accessibility, aren't you? Thanks for following our story of the Little Yellow House and for following me on this journey as we learn about God's restoration in our lives.